Hello, it's Sunday, August the 30th, and what happened to yesterday? This is Tim Pitchell back with another audio boo on procrastination. I got an interesting email I'd like to talk about. It says, thank you so much for your podcast, Professor Tim. I recently listened to the Fear of Failure and Procrastination and got a lot out of it. It sounds a lot like me. Could you please do something on practical steps people can do if they have symptoms shown in that episode? And I want to talk about that in just a moment. But the email goes on, and this was actually sent as a comment to my Psychology Today blog, because as the writer says, sorry I could not find any other way to send you a message, an email about this. I know this is not entirely related to this topic, and is there any way I can download all the audio boos at once? So let me answer that first. Yes, you don't need to have an iPhone. This is what the writer thought. In fact, if you go to the RSS feed symbol on my homepage, procrastination.ca, and you copy that address into iTunes, you go under the advanced pull down menu of iTunes and subscribe to podcast and paste that in, you can subscribe to all the audio boos that way. You don't have to have an iPhone, that's for sure. But iTunes makes it easier. You can use others as well. Okay, what else did he write here, or she? For example, I'm thinking that I said to myself that I would self-forgive myself if I performed badly, or if I ended up preparing for the exam or project badly, then I might feel more inclined to do the task. Yep, self-forgiveness is important that way because it lessens the negative affect, the negative emotions, and we're more likely to approach rather than avoid. Also, someone recently told me I should replace all my should statements with could statements and then just decide whether or not you want to do them, rather than feeling pressured by others or oneself to do the task, which is the case, I feel, with should statements. Absolutely. The should is the ought self, and it's related to very negative emotions in terms of fulfilling other people's wishes and things you feel put on to. So I agree that could is a much better way. But let me go back to this notion of fear of failure, because the real question was, could I please do something on practical steps? And I'm not going to do a practical step per se, but I'm going to take a really big picture perspective on this. And it comes from the work of one of my favorite writers in higher education, Parker Palmer. And he writes, I can have fear, but I need not be my fear. Now, this is such a profound statement, I think. I can have fear, but I need not be my fear. So I think to me, rather than tips or techniques, really, I think that just using this for a mantra for a little while to think about how, yeah, we're going to have fear. And some of us will have more fear than others because we're highly emotional. Some people call it emotional instability. Some people call it neuroticism. But in fact, you can just talk about it as having a lot of emotions and a very intense emotional life. And so having fear, I can acknowledge, yeah, I have it. And it can be really quite sane to have fear. But I need not be my fear. I can operate from some other aspect of my inner landscape, from my curiosity, from my interest, from my desire. So I can focus on those parts of me which are just as real as my fear, but maybe not as obvious at the moment. So that fear of failure certainly does relate to procrastination, and we're going to have fear at times, but I can have fear without being my fear. More at procrastination.ca, and I hope that answered some of the questions in terms of how you can access the RSS feed. I'm going to do another one tomorrow, the 31st, but that might be end the summer daily boos. I'm not too sure yet if I'm going to continue the boos. I'll get back to you on that, but I will post one tomorrow.